two Lehigh police officers speak out after finding a little girl who was the subject of an Amber Alert over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Well, Brian, the Amber Alert came out of South Salt Lake Saturday afternoon, and with the description of the suspect vehicle changing and police tracking the girl's father's cell phone, the Lehigh officers would soon find themselves in the right place at the right time along I-15.
That's why I got in this job, was to help people, especially innocent people, little kids, and so it was a rewarding day to be able to bring her home safe.
And Officer Jeff Wilson says they watched and waited behind the car until they got a confirmation and then pulled the car over at 123rd South and Draper without any problems. They say they followed the car underneath an overpass sign that was announcing the Amber Alert at the time. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
High police officers say Amber Alerts work. They found the girl who was the subject of an Amber Alert over the weekend. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, officers Jeff Wilson and Corporal Jason Cormani tracked down the vehicle of the man who took his non-custodial daughter. They followed the Ford Expedition onto I-15, pulling the car over at 123rd South in Draper.
We passed underneath one of the road signs that had the Amber Alert on it.
Tried to hide behind a semi so they didn't see me, and he stayed back quite a few car lengths, and we watched it until we were able to get a confirmation.
The father's phone had been pinged. The 8-year-old girl was found unharmed and her father arrested without incident. The officers say sending messages out to everyone is a great way to solve these Amber Alerts. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.